Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
I'm going to turn to another story now, quoting Boris Johnson, because this morning in Dublin he said he vowed to uphold all the particulars of the Good Friday Agreement. Yet tomorrow his government is going to go to court to argue that the Good Friday Agreement's commitment that people can identify and be accepted as Irish, British or both isn't in fact legally binding. This is the latest battle in a legal debate that started 4 years ago when my next guest challenged a decision by the UK Home Office to refuse to recognise her, a Derry woman, as being Irish and not British. Emma D'Souza is in our Belfast studio. Emma, good evening to you.
Good evening, Mary.
We'll start, but briefly, at the beginning. For listeners perhaps unfamiliar still with your own situation, remind me how this issue first arose.
Well, I fell in love with an American. That's where it really arose. 4 years ago, I married my husband and we began the process of applying for his visa to remain in Northern Ireland. We did this application as I am an Irish national and applied for the appropriate application as an Irish national. However, the Home Office refused that application and refused my husband's status to remain on the basis that because I was born in Northern Ireland, I'm actually British.
But you had never carried a British passport or declared as British?
Correct. So I'm an Irish national. I'm Irish by birth, by law, and by virtue of the Good Friday Agreement. But for 4 years now, I have had the British Home Office tell me repeatedly that I am, in fact, a British citizen. And that is their objective at the moment, is that I will accept myself as British and walk out of that courtroom as British. But unfortunately, we do have that right under the Good Friday Agreement to be Irish or British or both, and I'm maintaining that line.
Now, you started your application process prior to the Brexit referendum, but is Brexit a factor in all of this?
I would say that Brexit is certainly becoming more relevant as the case progresses, because a serious consequence of this line from the Home Office is that Irish citizens in Northern Ireland will become among the only EU citizens in the United Kingdom unable to access their wider EU rights and benefits. We will actually be set apart and adrift from Irish citizens born across the border who are also living in the United Kingdom. And on top of that, the fact that the Home Office is forcing people to make a choice under the Good Friday Agreement in order to access rights and entitlements, it is making people in Northern Ireland have to harden their identity choices. No, we can't be Irish or British or both. We have to be Irish or British.
You feel very strongly about this. Tell me about the various court proceedings that you've now been through.
Well, over the last 4 years, we've been in the court three times. We have been successful in the courts with a judge ruling that I am an Irish national only and have only ever been such, due to the fact that the Good Friday Agreement allows us to make that choice, and I have obviously made mine. However, the Home Office appealed that decision in 2017, and astonishingly, it has actually been 2 whole years since that appeal was lodged, and now we are only getting to the part where they're going to have their argument aired out in public. They have adjourned this case twice. They have delayed, deferred, and done everything they can to kick the can down the road. But now we're going ahead tomorrow.
Okay, and Emma, those delays and deferrals, were they all sought by lawyers on behalf of the British government, on behalf of the Home Office?
They were indeed. They have, on behest of the government, adjourned and delayed this case twice now. And tomorrow, when we go into the courtroom, they will actually be seeking to have the decision in our favour overturned. And the objective tomorrow from the Home Office is that I will accept that I am a British citizen and leave the court as a British citizen, and that my husband will be denied the right to stay.
How far up the legal system are you at now? Are you in Supreme Court or High Court? Where are you going tomorrow?
We are actually still in the immigration courts because the Home Office have been drawing this case out for so long. We have been waiting just to get into the upper tribunal. So tomorrow it'll be the upper tribunal, and then after that we will head into the High Court.
So you could potentially foresee, even if you win again after tomorrow's round of legal debate and argument, you could potentially be seeing this going through the further courts. Are you prepared for that?
We're absolutely prepared for that. And what's most concerning, Mary, is that I have now been privy to the full arguments that are being put forward by the Home Office. And I can safely say that there is no intention from the government to actually uphold that right under the Good Friday Agreement. They're most certainly digging their heels in with this case and are even going to go as far as to say that we can identify as we please, but the reality is we are British.
Back in 2007, the Taoiseach addressed people in the north who identify as Irish, and he said at the time, your birthright as Irish citizens and therefore as EU citizens will be protected. There will be no hard border on our island. You will never again be left behind by an Irish government. Are you happy the Irish government is doing enough to protect the rights of its citizens, citizens like you in the north now?
Well, I understand that the Irish government are in an especially difficult position right now and are treading very carefully, as they are right to do. And the Taoiseach has himself come out publicly, which was quite a strong statement, and stated in his view that he believes the UK government is wrong in this case, and that the people of the North do have the birthright to be Irish or British or both. I know tomorrow that the Irish government will be sending in an observer to the hearing, and they will be following the case very closely. As to whether or not they could be doing more, I mean, considering that these cases are coming before the courts by citizens that are having to fight for their rights, there could always be a little more help.
All right. Well, Emma, we'll watch with interest. Thank you for joining us. That's Emma D'Souza.